Eddie, what are your emotions after that? Do you feel you should be going away with at least a replay at best?
I think so. I'm pleased with the players. I thought we gave a good account of ourselves. I think you could see moments of quality that have decided the game. And I mean, the first goals were a goal of the highest quality, it really is. And it wasn't really in context with the game, because at that moment we were well in it. We'd gone up the other end actually previously, a few seconds before, and had ball across their box a couple of times, and you felt that we were within a whisker of taking the lead and then find ourselves one behind. But that's obviously the step up in level that we face today, and it was unfortunate it wasn't longer in the game, because once we got the goal back, you felt that it could be a nervy finish.
You look at those moments in the first half, Sean McDonald obviously goes round the keeper and just the angle just got a bit tight, and Noonan was not far away as well. It's those fine margins there.
I thought we did really well first half. I mean, we competed very strongly. We kept the ball well. We counter-attacked with real quality, and as you say, we had the best moments of the half. Campy's made the save at the end when we were chasing the game at 2-1, but the two goals he could do nothing about, and he's had very little to do, really.
As you said, the goal that broke the deadlock was of sheer quality from probably their best player. What was there any processes again leading up to that point that you felt the supply could have been stopped, or did you have to put the whole thing down to sheer quality?
Well, you're going to nitpick and say, of course, there's things we could have done to stop the ball getting there. I mean, we're on the attack. If we could have locked into the box better, maybe we could have won the ball and attacked again. But it's a counter attack. It happens in the game, and sometimes you just have to applaud the quality of the player, and it's a great goal.
In terms of settling into the game, I mean, it was key to start well because of what's been happening here recently. I mean, the 6,000 fans behind the goal, the whole atmosphere, everything about the day just had that little step up, didn't it, today, from what you've been used to?
Yeah, I mean, the crowd were magnificent today. The support we had, the numbers, the voice that they carried with them was superb, and I think it lifted our players, no doubt. And I couldn't have been happier at half-time with how we applied ourselves to the game and the quality that we showed. The only disappointment is that our dominance wasn't rewarded with a goal.
Once they went in front, did that sort of knock a little bit of stuffing out of your players?
I think it did a little bit. It lifted them and it knocked us a little, but we kept going, and even the second goal didn't end the game. We kept fighting and showed our character, which is very pleasing to see.
And when you take the move that actually led to your goal, it was a great one-touch passing move, wasn't it?
It was a great goal. And as I say, if that could come 5-10 minutes earlier, you never know how the game would have ended. I'm just pleased that we've given a very good performance at a tough place. People overreact to Aston Villa's form. They've got Premier League players. We're playing them on their patch, and some of our players perform extremely well.
How different an experience has it been overall, rather than playing the teams at home, to come to a big surroundings and have to prove yourself on someone else's stage?
I think it's a great learning curve for us. It's great for the players to have experienced that. It is different, there's no denying it. It's the Premier League feel, and just the whole day, I think, has been a very good one for our players.
And how far apart are Aston Villa and Bournemouth, not just in terms of on the field in 90 minutes today, but in terms of club statuses? You know, you could be in the same league next season. That is a reality.
How close are we? I'd say we're miles apart. This is Aston Villa, and we're very proud of what we do and who we are, but we have a long way to aspire to become a club like Aston Villa. But that's the dream, and that's what we're all fighting towards, to improve everything, our infrastructure, our squad, our stadium, to try and match these teams.
And finally, you made 8 changes today. I know that's been your policy right throughout. May you have made more if a couple of people, other players have been fit?
Well, a couple of players were obviously unavailable. Mark Pugh, Dan Gosling, Andrew Sermon wasn't fit. So we were hampered in our team selection slightly, but I thought the lads that came in today were excellent. Adam Smith, Ryan Fraser, Sean McDonald, I thought gave really high quality performances, and I think that again shows that the quality of our squad, and everyone's going to have to be performing well to keep their places.
Finally, while you would have wanted to win this game, that's now all systems go, all systems operation promotion, I guess now.
Well, Operation Watford, I would say, rather than promotion. We look forward to that game in front of the Sky cameras, and watching them yesterday, it's going to be a really entertaining game.